الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Monday and it is the sixth day after the commencement of the fast on the month of Ramadan for this year 1447 Hijri. And in brackets, today is the 23rd, yeah, 23, in the month of February 2026. And this marks the second leg of what is still in this month, the Masjid of Abu Bakr, Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr, here in this area of Gedi Gedi, in the ancient city of Kam. Now, the tafsir is commencing this year a bit late, so we don't look at some things bordering on fasting itself. Here we go. Number one, Allah the Almighty in Quran chapter number 2, verse number 183, says, and I quote, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. You see, this ayah ushers us into the realm of fasting the month of Ramadan. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. That's number one. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, whenever Allah says, alladhina amanu, whenever, wherever you hear Allah says, alladhina amanu, listen. Give your ear to listen, because your Creator is calling you. Inna rabbaka wa khaliqaka yunadik. وَلَا يُنَادِيكَ إِلَّا لِيَأْمُرَكَ أَوْ يَنْحَاكَ. So Allah says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O ye who believe. Just like you have said, نعم يا الله, نبي. Then you are listening. He says, كُتِبَ, كُتِبَ, كَافٌ بِالْضُمَّةِ كُ, كَاءٌ بِالْكَسْرَةِ, بَاءٌ فَتَحَ بَا, كُتِبَ. كُتِبَ means, it has been made mandatory. It has been made obligatory. It has been made necessary. Alaykum, kutiba alaykum, as-siyam. Siyam has been decreed, has been made compulsory upon you. You who? You the Ummah of Muhammad. So kutiba alaykum as-siyam, then he says, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Just as it was made necessary upon those who came before you. Okay, that means others fasted before our came. Adam fasted alayhi salam. Noah fasted. Noah. Methuselah, Saleh fasted. Jeremiah or Jethro Sha'ib fasted. You see, Dhul-Kifl or Ezekiel fasted. Ham or Hud fasted. Zechariah or Zechariah fasted. Solomon, Suleiman fasted. All of them. John, Yahya fasted. Job, Ayub fasted. Jesus Christ, Son of Mary fasted. Musa or Moses, all of them. Why did I mention them? Because لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحْدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. We don't draw a line of demarcation between any of Allah's prophets. We believe in all of them, because this is Islam. Islam is all inclusive, not exclusive. We have inclusivity and not exclusivity. So Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Imagine. لَعَلَّ, the ulama of Arab says, لَعَلَّ لِلْتَرَجِّي. عَلَّ, لَعَلَّ, لَيْتَ, لَكِنْ. إن أن كأن لعل ليت لكن إن وأقواتها. So لعل means perchance, probably, likely, hopefully. لعلكم تتقون so that you may earn God consciousness. Now we come to know the reason why fasting is made upon us compulsory. In which month is fasting made mandatory? Ramadan. But let me say something. Imagine, it is flabbergasting. It is in the month of Ramadan, some people are organizing the so-called Ramadan Cup. Ramadan Cup. What is that cup? Is it a cup of drinking tea? No. Is it a cup of drinking water? No. It's a satanic cup. Football cup. A Ramadan. You call it T20 or Free Fire Cup in the month of Ramadan. Playing football as a cup is a play. Ramadan is not for play, it is for a taqwa. How do you combine this? Don't you hear Allah as a Muslim? You say Ramadan cup. You say Ramadan cup. Where is Islam, my brother? Where is your iman? Where is your taqwa? They want to fight your Islam. They are jealous, they are worried, they are disturbed that in the month of Ramadan you are ajar, you are energetic, you have been Ramadanized, so to speak. Ramadan is, you know, pushing you to the fear of Allah. No, stop that fear. Come and play. Where is the common sense? Where is the common sense? So if you agree to name in the Ramadan call, you are angering Allah. You are disobeying Allah. You are helping the Satan. You are, you know, pleasing the enemies of Allah. Anta Muslim. Antum Muslimun. أنتم متقون اتقوا الله عباد الله وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. There is no reason whatsoever to call it the start of Ramadan call. It surprises me. There is one sheikh in Kumasi in Ghana. He is the one with the name the Ramadan call. I don't want to call his name, but he's his name. He don't even spearhead it. Yeah, sheikh اتق الله. Are you drawing people from Ramadan to play? Did Allah create you for play? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَتُرْجَعُونَ. Allah is talking in chapter number 23. Do you think we have created you for play? Play, play, play. Now by this satanic call, how do you maintain Tarawih? How do you read the Quran? That is their plan, to take you away from the right way. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ بَكْ إِنْ إِسْتَطَاعُوا. They will stop at nothing. They leave no stone unturned in fighting you. But if they have the chance, you are the one giving them chance. The husband says, وَيُمَا يَزَلْ نَيْكِ. But the wayo comes, he didn't say Nike, he said Nadi. We are following the Satan. I say, let me say something in this connection, because I am quoting the ayah, and the fasting is in the month of Ramadan. Take the ayah again. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumusiyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. It is in the month of Ramadan. So that we fear Allah. Then Allah says, أيام معدودة. Just few days, you can count them. معدودة, they can be calculated. 30 days a month, or 29. Correct? So it is أيام معدودة. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخرى. Whoever amongst you is on a journey, أو على سفر, who is sick. فمن كان منكم مريضا, whoever is sick. He's indisposed, number one. Aw o ala safar, on a journey. What do we have? Then Allah says, فَإِدَّتُمْ مِنْ أَيَّنِ أُخَرَ. Let him make up the missed days of a day. make up the missed days, other days. Now let me ask you. Somebody is traveling, let me say, to Ibadan, to Lagos, to Kaduna, to Porak, or to Benin, to Calabar, anyway. But he's going for football in the month of Ramadan. Will he fast or will he break the fast? Look at the journey. No, I have to make a connection between the two. He's going to Ibadan. How am I going to participate in a Ramadan call? Ramadan call. Will you give him the license to break his fast? No. Because you are going for disobeying Allah. Ramadan is for obeying Allah. So look at the contradiction. Look at the flabbergasting word contradiction. So for man kana minkum maridan, whoever that is on a journey, aw ala that is sick, aw ala suffering or on a journey, fa iddatun min, I explain the ayah. Let him make up the days means other days. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِي الْإِطْعَامِ مِسْكِينَ. Whoever that can fast through excruciating difficulty, يعني يُطِيقُونَهُ, he can fast but with, you know, tormenting difficulty. For example, an old man, over 80, over 70, over 90, whatever, he can fast because of the old age. He will do it, but with severe difficulty. This one should not have, let him fidya. He should make a ransom. Let him give food. Food to give to the needy whenever the funds fail. Am I talking? Am I explaining? Similarly, a woman that is pregnant, she cannot fast because of the difficulty of pregnancy. Because pregnancy, Allah says, حَمَلَتْ أُمُهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنًا. She carries the babe, difficulty upon difficulty. This is in Surah Al-Luqman. Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah says, حَمَلَتْ أُمُهُ كُرْحًا. Oh, that's the Quran. Quran كَهَا وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنًا. So it tells you, pregnancy period is a period of undergoing painful experiences for the mothers having babies in their bellies. So such a woman still, she cannot fast. If truly it has been known that she cannot fast, let her eat. At the end of every day, she just gives one dish of food, no repayment. Her own is fidya. This fatwa is one out of four fatwas. The first one says she should eat and repay, number one. The second one says no feeding, no paying. They give her blank check. Number three, she feeds, no paying. Number four, she pays nothing. But the big fatwa we take is number three. She should, such a lady, give food as an expiation, that is fidya or ransom, in lieu of the day she ate her food. So this is the system. The Quran talks. If somebody is facing difficulty, you know, there was a man in Kano some years back. This man was sick. Whenever he was going around Kano, he used to go with food in the boot of his car. He cannot tolerate lack of eating for 15 minutes. Wherever he was going with food in the car. This is difficulty. 15 minutes he has to eat food. So in his own case, no fasting. We should be given fidya. Okay, this is the message concerning fasting as contained in this ayah 183 in chapter 1, in chapter 2 al-Baqarah. Then let me jump. He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Quran was revealed. Imagine. You see, Ramadan is one out of the 12 months. In the life, the totality of the number of months in Islam are 12. And there are 2 months that are similar. Only two. Sha'ban, Ramadan. Look at the name. Sha'ban, there is Alif and Nun at the end. Ramadan, there is Alif and Nun at the end. They are the only two that are similar in rhyming. You don't say Rajaban, do you? No. Rajab, no, Rajaban. Only two are similar. Why? Allahu A'lam. But we can understand that Sha'ban is the neighbor to Ramadan. That is why when Sha'ban arrives and comes, the ulama, our predecessors, used to engage themselves in a lot of activities preparatory to the arrival of the month of Ramadan. They used to read the Quran constantly in Sha'ban because they want to re-emphasize the strength of their hips. So they call Sha'ban Shahr al-Qurra, the month of the recital. Yes, Shahr al-Qurra. So they're together. And Ramadan is the ninth month. Ramadan used to come during the song beat. Yeah. Because it's taken from Ar-Ramadan, song beat, song heat. That is why one shair is saying, المستجير بأمر عند قربته كالمستجير من الرمضاء بالنار. الرمض is the ninth month. It is the month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah says, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين سورة الدخان. We send the Quran in a blessed month, in the blessed night. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. In that night, every kind of budget is made. Similarly, Allah says, إِنَّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. The night of decree, the night of power. Oh Allah, give us لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So you can see, the Quran is revealed in Qadr. It is the month of Quran revelation. And now it is the month you are bringing something satanic. It's a little Ramadan call. Fear Allah. If the unbelievers do, leave them. You ask the Muslim, it is haram. Otherwise, you will earn Allah's condemnation. Let me draw your attention. In a hadith, the Prophet says, the Prophet was sitting, and the Sahaba had him saying, Amin. 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 This is the Rasulullah. Why are you saying Amin? Said, Jibril told me right now. He said, the Rasulullah, say Amin. Say, okay. Whoever that will hear your name being called without saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah make him a call. Say Amin. Say Amin. Okay. So whenever you hear Muhammad Rasulullah say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, number one. Then number two, whoever that Ramadan comes and goes away without doing something to please Allah, may Allah count it. Ramadan comes, do something to have Allah's rida, you're going to a good box. The enemies of the deen don't want you to have that very rida and pleasure. And you follow the follow. This is commonsensically uncommonsensical. Try to do what will earn you Allah's endorsement. Why? Then number three, he says, whoever that met his parents, they are old. And he refused to obey them to earn Allah's agreement, Allah's endorsement, may Allah cost him. Look at it. The point is, Ramadan is also mentioned here. Now, Okay, what is fasting? We want to know the meaning of fasting. Fasting means keeping away from something. This is the literal meaning. If I say my hand is fasting, meaning I will not touch my phone. Literally. My mouth is fasting, that I will not talk. It is Surah to Maryam. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِي. Look at it. Whenever you see any person talking to you, where did you get the child? Tell him I'm fasting. Then she tells you, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ. Okay, that is fasting again. I will be muted. I will not talk. So fasting means to keep out. But this is not the one we are here. This is the literal meaning. We are looking for the technical meaning of Ramadan. At-ta'rif al-istilahi. Al-ma'an al-istilahi. Okay, come. Technically, fasting means you have to compose 7 things. Fasting huwa al-imsaku anil akli wa shurbi wal jima'i wal hadayani min tulu il fajr ila ghurub al shams biniyat al ibadah. These 7 things have to be there before fasting is regarded as fasting. Take it again. Fasting in Arabic or imsaku anil akl wa shurb wal jima' wal hadayan min tulu il fajr ila ghurub al shams biniyat al ibadah. Translation: keeping away. Abstinence from number 1, eating, drinking, sexual contact, foul and obscene utterance, from the dusk or from the dawn to the sunset, with the intention of obeying and worshiping Allah. So until and unless these components are made, your fasting is not fast. You have to keep away from it. وَقُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ. Look at the ayah. Eat, okay, and drink until the white thread, that's al-fiyah, it's the symbolization, becomes clear from the dark thread, the darkness of the night. من الفجر. Then ثم أتم الصيام إلى الليل. Complete the fasting to the night. The night here means the sunset. So it tells you it's two excellent ends. You gotta fast before your fasting is accorded acceptance and endorsement. Now this is fasting. The meaning and the explanation. Then after this, let's move forward. Who is the fasting Muslim? Man huwa as-sa'im? Man hiya as-sa'im? You have to know some qualities of as-sa'im male and as-sa'ima female. Correct? Oh yeah. Because everything has a characteristic. Who is the policeman? He has this outfit. Who is a Muslim is like this. So who is As-Sa'im? As-Sa'im / As-Sa'ima are those who live with the following qualities. Number one, they have purified their mind to fast for the sake of Allah. Not because they want some people to see you or to press you. Am I fasting for you? Not for you. وَإِنَّمَا أَصُومُ لِلَّهِ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِ. Aha. So you don't like to press you. I don't want you to press you. So don't come and say, "Kai, wallahi, I don't know Allah." Okay, what? Don't do that. If the fasting is giving you wahala, okay, give Satan wahala. Don't talk to anybody. All the fasting is excruciating, is, you know, tormenting, is, don't talk like this. Are you talking people to know you are fasting? No. If you are facing difficulty, ask Allah to uphold you, the more, the That is number one. Number two, don't be a liar. Don't be a liar. Believe you me, if somebody is fasting and is a liar, his fasting will be crushed, will be destroyed. That is foul utterance. You are fasting your life. Or you are backbiting. Or you are character assassinating people. Or you are lambasting people. I mean, don't use obscene words during fasting. Don't denigrate people. Control your word. If somebody comes to you, lie, somebody abuse your attention, get away from me. In Ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in wa ta'ayyanu tabayyun an tusibu qawman bi ja'alatin fa tusbihu ala ma fa'altum adamin. Chapter 49, verse number 6. So, fasting Muslim is not talkative or necessarily. That is number two. Fasting Muslim, you see with the Quran constantly reading. It's very beautiful. Both men and women. Even our little kids try to make them be accustomed to Quranic recitation in the month of Ramadan. We are passing through Ramadanic period. So use these beautiful hours. That is number three. Number four, a fasting Muslim is not lazy. Don't be lazy. Laziness is not your own. Remember, the Sahaba fought in the month of Ramadan, in the Badr. They fought. They went for fighting, but they are fasting. To tell you, they are not lazy. You too shouldn't be lazy. By means I think you don't really always sleep. No, you can sleep, no problem. But then, throughout the night and day, when can we sleep? When is the Quran? Where is the Jihad? Don't be lazy. Don't be of lackadaisical behavior. Try and do the little you have. Read the Quran. If you are lazy, you can't read it. Yes. It is highly recommended somebody doing fasting to complete Quran. Complete from Fatiha to now. Four times. At least. Every week you make your khatma. It is practically practicable. It is possibly possible. You can do it, I can do it too. But ask Allah to support you. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا Do it. That is, a fasting man is not lazy. And a fasting Muslim is not niggardly. You know, niggardly? Somebody odd-handed, not overachy. Don't be niggardly. Don't be odd-handed. Okay? Give the cover you have, the naira, the food. Give according to your ability. Allah. You see some good women, Allah, some good ladies, some men who will bring you food. Wallahi, to massage you. This coconut of Allah, they bring every time. They bring pan and baked bean, but they bring it purposely to be used. They are looking for al-ajr min Allah Rabbil Alamin. Because وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Whatever you spend, you will never be laid on your Allah. So give according to your ability. Give the giver. Give, it will be given to you. Feed, you will be fed by Allah. Allahu Akbar. So, a fasting Muslim is like this. Al-Muslim is time, you see him attending Kafir session. In Kano today, we have a lot of places, massages for this. Go to anywhere you go, inshallah you get reward. But purify your intention, attention. You see, this English Kafir we're doing, Kano is not predominantly English speaking. But because we feel Islam is not only for us speaking people. Correct? Islam is a universal message. وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن لا أكثر نعلم. في سورة الصبائي آية نمبر 28. So Allah said, we sent you for the whole mankind. So Islam is not only for coming to you. There are others across the world listening to this tafsir in the middle of the end of Islam. So if you tie to only house people, Islam will only house us. For Yoruba, for Chikin, for Igala people, for others, no, for the whole mankind. That is why we are compelled. Otherwise, we should have to arrange, let's do in house only. But the message is universal. Am I talking?
Yeah.
Now, you see, to continue, Al Muslim al-Sa'im is somebody who keeps his ears from listening to bad things. Don't use your ears listening to music. Musical rendition, no. Listen to Quran. Listen to good preaching. Look at our radio stations, mashallah, broadcasting tafsir of ulama. Listen to that. Because your ear too is fasting. Similarly, a fasting Muslim does not look at something forbidden. Control your gaze. Allah says in Quran chapter 24, verse number 30. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. Tell the believing men to control their gazes and their what? Their private thoughts. They shouldn't come and see me. Don't look, you know, things not look, to be looked at. A fasting Muslim should know all this. How many points? How many have I mentioned? You missed the count. A fasting Muslim is number one, two, three. How many number that is? You see, you don't try. You don't try. Knowledge written is knowledge retained. Yeah, they say knowledge written is knowledge retained. Knowledge written only is knowledge lesson. It comes late. Try to have it written, documented, okay? Now, Muslim that is fasting is a forgiven Muslim. You forgive. Somebody wrongs you, forget about it. Allah is there to take charge. So, leave it with Allah. This is another sign of good fasting Muslim. A fasting Muslim, okay, is somebody that is patient, everybody. Because fasting is patient. If not for patience, how can you leave your food, your drink, your wine in the day? I mean, fasting is patient. That is why in a hadith, a sa'im who was father is tolerant. Is patient. You want Allah to accept him. A fasting Muslim is always eager to do things that will fit for him reward. Giving sadaqah, his relations are connected. Okay, he pays visit to his own kith and kin all in the month of Ramadan. A fasting Muslim tries to make reconciliatory steps between warrantable. You get me? That is a sunnah. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو إصلاح بين الناس. ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء قرب الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. في سورة النساء آية what? آية 114. Okay, these things are very important for somebody to impart knowledge. So these are some of the things. Like I told you today, the 23rd day of the month of April 2026, our festival commences today. And you'll be patient with me because we have a lot of activities. a lot of traveling and the rest. When we get the chance, we do. No chance, no problem. I'll be giving you assignment this year. In my absence, I'll give you assignment. When I come, I'm going to ask you. You promise? Mm-mm. Are you sure?
Inshallah.
Not political, inshallah. You promise, you make sure you fulfill it. Okay, number one, tell me, number one, how many components are needed before fasting becomes fasting? I mentioned that. Seven. Memorize them. Tomorrow I'll ask you. I will say, okay. You said seven. I will start with you tomorrow. Inshallah. How many components are there before fasting is accepted fast? This is my assignment. Assignment number two, maybe I didn't mention it, I'll mention it, but go and do the assignment. The Sahaba fought in the month of Ramadan. Which fighting? Is it Badr, Uhud, Al-Ahzab? Which one? Give them. And in Ramadan, yes. Okay, what was the date? What was the date? Now? Give the date. The date in which the fighting was made in the month of Ramadan, the Sahaba did it, which month? On what was the precise date? Assignment number what? Number two. Number three, then we stop there, inshallah ta'ala. You see, according to the teaching of the deen, I mentioned some good qualities of a Muslim fasting. I mentioned. Please mention five out of me. Only five. I mentioned up to ten. But I just want you to mention some of the beautiful qualities of a Muslim fasting there. I mentioned up to ten, but I just need five. These are the three assignments you're going to tell me tomorrow when finally we meet. This marks the end of today's session episode. Tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah, hopefully by nine, but if I fail, please, I'm a human being and weak, just bear with me. Allahumma ahdina fiman hadayta, wa'afina fiman afayta, wa tawallana fiman tawallayta, wa barik lana fima a'tayta, wa qina sharra ma qadayta, fa innaka taqdi bil haqqi wa la yuqda 'alayka, innahu la yudhillu man walayta, wa la yu'izzu man 'adayta, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayta. Allahumma ij'alna min as-sa'imin al-haqiqiyin, Allahumma ij'alna min utqaa'i shahri Ramadan, Allahumma تقبل صيامنا وتقبل ركوعنا وتقبل قيامنا يا رب العالمين انك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay, we have one question.